Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Deadly Night by Heather Graham, performed by Phil Giganti. Prologue. The Flynn Plantation, outside New Orleans, 1863. It was there. Home. Everything he knew and loved, so close. Sloane Flynn sat atop Pegasus, the tall roan that had taken him from the battlefields at Sharpsburg, Williamsburg, Shiloh, and beyond, and looked to the south. Farmland, rich and fertile as far as the eye could see. When he turned to the north, though, tents, arranged in perfect military order. Campfires burned, weapons were being cleaned. One view was of beauty, peace, and perfection. The other promised a land drenched in the blood of its sons, a land laid to waste. He had no more illusions about war. It was ugly and brutal. It wasn't just death. It was maimed and broken men screaming on the battlefield. It was a man walking blindly, crying out for help, because cannon fire had burned away his vision. It was the earth strewn with severed limbs, with the bodies of the dismembered, the dead, and the dying. And in the worst of times, it was their loved ones as well, weeping over them. Any man who still saw war as a way to solve differences had not been at Sharpsburg, Maryland, had not seen Antietam Creek running as crimson as the Red Sea, so choked with blood that it looked like a garish ribbon across the landscape. Sloane had begun the war as a cavalry captain in a Louisiana unit, but that had been then, and this was now. Now he was militia, assigned to Jeb Stuart and the Army of Northern...